بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, the title of my khutbah today is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the guide to Jannah. The guide to Jannah. There are two ways to guide anybody, to show anybody the way. One is to give them a map and leave it to them to follow the map. The other one is to send a guide with the map, who knows the way, who teaches them how to read the map, and who guides them on the right paths, course correcting as necessary so that they can never be lost. In corporate consulting, when we recommend a course of action, we run a pilot program as what we call proof of concept to demonstrate the benefits of what we have recommended. That not only builds credibility in our way, in the new way, but also prevents costly mistakes from being made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that method when He decided to give the world a new way of life for the last time. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua for guidance to the path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, not to Jannah, not to the destination. I mean, we can make dua for Jannah, but the ayat of the Quran is Idhanas Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of steadfastness, Sirat al-Mustaqim, Idhanas Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of those He blessed and not those who incurred His anger or became misguided. Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. And that is a dua which we make at least 17 times a day. And I say at least because those are the 17 rak'at of Fard Salah, but of course when we pray the Sunnah Waqqada, we pray the Nawafil and so on, we make this dua more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He told us, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is the one who sent His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the right guidance and the religion of truth, making it prevail over all others, and sufficient is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a witness. The question to ask is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my dua and sent His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but am I following Him or someone else? Let's ask this question to ourselves and correct ourselves before we are asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned to you, not only accepted our dua, but He also told us what the result of following His messenger would be. He said that the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam, would become the most preferred and the most prevalent way of life on earth. Today, we wonder at how certain negative and harmful lifestyles and life choices have become so prevalent and so powerful, when just a few years ago they were despised and kept hidden. That is the power of living your choice with confidence. No matter what that might be, if you do it with confidence, the world will follow you. If this is possible with negative things, ask yourself how much more possible this is with positive things. But when the ignorant are confident and the knowledgeable are diffident and apologetic, then ignorance will prevail. Remember that when the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable and punishable. Rasulullah ﷺ and all those who followed him in excellence, bil ihsan, demonstrated this and will be our witnesses. Everything we have in this world, from the air we breathe, produced by trees we cut, to gravity which cancels the centrifugal force of the spinning of the earth and saves us from flying off into space, to water which came from outer space and is the most ancient substance on earth, essential to survival of all living things, locked into a perpetual cycle of self-purification and renewal, to the northern lights, aurora borealis, evidence of the shield of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the electromagnetic shield that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on the earth to protect us from solar flares, a single one of which would be enough to reduce us and our arrogance to ash. From love in the heart, to courage, to iman, which makes those who have lost limbs and families in Gaza ask questions related to the fiqh of wudu and the permissibility of adopting an orphan who not only doesn't have parents but who has nobody in the world. From the food we eat, to our health and wealth, families and friends, power and authority, to happiness and equanimity to face grief, from tahajjud and his Jalla Jalaluhu's descent to the lowest heaven and offer to accept our dua, and even more for the tawfiq to get up and pray and ask him to forgive us. And most of all, for his mercy and his forgiveness, his generosity, his grace, his glory and his majesty, and the faculty to recognize all of this as such and fall in sujood and say Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar instead of saying wow. Every single one of them I mentioned, and all those I cannot possibly mention or even count, are the blessings of Allah. Every one of them. And that is why He said, Jalla Jalaluhu, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah said, and He has granted you all that you asked Him for. If you try to count, just count, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, you would never be able to number them. Indeed, humankind is totally unfair and totally ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all of this and more. Yet, the only blessing that He, Jalla Jalaluhu, drew our attention to, and the only blessing that He specifically called His blessing, His ni'mah on us, is the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam among us. It is very important to reflect on the Quran al-Karim, on the meaning and import of the words used, and the way they are used to emphasize certain things. This is because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes something, it makes it essential for us to acknowledge that and to ensure that we express our shukr, our gratitude for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and emphasized his statement. Allah said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply said, مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Same meaning, but without the emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ. Again, emphasis. لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the believers a great favor. He has bestowed upon them a great ni'mah, a great blessing, by raising a messenger from among them, reciting to them his ayat, purifying them, and teaching them the book, and wisdom and hikmah. For indeed, they had previously been clearly astray, clearly misguided. In this ayatul karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized two things. The fact that sending of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was you and he was like us, in terms of his humanity alone, he's unlike us in everything else, but he was a human being. That he was human is a double blessing, because we got the Rasul, and the Rasul is one of us, alayhi salam. And he emphasized, Jalla Jalaluhu, that before the coming of the messenger, the believers had been misguided. This is the most certain evidence that guidance is only and only in the way of and through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that all other ways that do not come from him or bypass him are misguidance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla shanuhu said, he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with four connected duties. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. Four things. Another way of understanding this is to see these as four progressive steps of a staircase of learning and guidance. At the top of that is Jannah. And these four are: recite, yatlu alayhim ayati, wa yuzakkihim, purify, wa yuallimuhumul kitab, teach them, wal hikmah, demonstrate the wisdom of these teachings. From the perspective of the audience, from our perspective, these four steps should be: when he is reciting, to listen. When he is purifying, to submit. When he is teaching, to learn. And when he is demonstrating, to understand that and to practice it. So recite, purify, teach, demonstrate, for us, listen, submit, learn, and practice. These four things are not independent of each other, but they are a continuum, like a staircase, which I said before, which takes you to the top, inshallah, Jannah. We must experience every single one of them. You can't bypass them. You have to go through them to benefit. If we leave out a stage, we will fail. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua when he built the Kaaba. He said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for four things. He said, O Allah, O our Rabb, raise from among them a messenger who will recite to them your ayat, your revelation, teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Indeed, you alone are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Ibrahim alayhi salam his dua, but he changed the order of what was asked, which underlines for us the importance of the sequence of learning. Today, this is our biggest problem. Out of the four steps or stages, we focused on two and almost completely discarded the other two. Mostly playing lip service to them, we say these are important, but we do nothing. We focused on the recitation of the Quran and what comes associated with that, which is hifz and tajweed. Great focus on that. Alhamdulillah, we have beautiful Quran, we have Hufaz, hundreds and thousands and millions of them, alhamdulillah. But we completely ignored tazkiyatun nafs wa tarbiyatul akhlaq, purification of the soul and adab and manners. We ignored tazkiyatun nafs wa tarbiyatul akhlaq to the extent that today we don't even have teachers who know how to teach that. Illa mashallah, even the teachers have no akhlaq and they have no tazkiyah. You can see from the way they teach, from what they say, how they teach, this is visible. Then we focused on the ulum sharia. We have great madaris and jamiat and so on and so forth. We teach this kitab, this kitab, this kitab, this syllabus, this. And produce a lot of muftis. And most of them today focus almost exclusively in Islamic finance because they get jobs in the Sharia boards of banks, including Islamic banking windows in commercial interest-based banks. And we forgot and ignored the practice of the Sunnah. Think about this. The Sahaba practiced the Sunnah because it was Sunnah. Today we leave the Sunnah because it is Sunnah. How shameful is that? People ask you, Sheikh, is this fard or only sunnah? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is it fard or only sunnah? You say the beard is a sunnah. You say, oh no, but you know, Abu Jahl also had. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How shameful is that? The Sahaba practiced the sunnah because it was sunnah. We leave the sunnah because it is sunnah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we expect to stand with them. We expect the shade of the arsh with them. Well, as they say, wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Wishing is not enough. My brothers and sisters, the biggest tragedy of this is that when we separated tazkiyah from ta'aleem and ta'aleem from amal, the noor left the ilm. And only dry words remained. When we separated purification from teaching and we separated teaching from action, from practice, the light of knowledge disappeared. Only dry words remained. That is how we can recite beautifully the ayat about the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the fear of makhluq remains in our hearts. Hope from makhluq remains in our heart. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go by our standards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the condition and responsiveness of the heart to His kalam, to His word, as the criteria of true believers. Not how much Quran you know or how well you can recite the Quran. We are talking about what is the maqsad of the nuzul of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not to make you recite beautifully. It is to practice it in your life. This shows how skewed our focus is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the true believers are only those. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The true believers are only those whose hearts tremble with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whose faith increases when His revelations are recited to them. And who have tawakkul on Allah alone. And who put their trust in the Rabb. عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are three things inside, internal. Then Allah mentioned two external. They are those who establish the salah and who spend from what we have given them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah said, they are the true believers. And they will have elevated ranks. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. They will have elevated ranks with their Rabb, and they will have forgiveness, and they will have an honorable provision from their Rabb. Honorable provision, one interpretation of that is Jannah, but the other interpretation of that is honorable provision in this life. Not running around like animals. No time for anything. Just money, 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 money. And at the end of all that, you say, okay, how much money did you make? Did you make $1 billion? You won't make $1 billion even in 20 lifetimes. Forget about this one lifetime. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only his words, as an excellent example for those who look forward to meeting Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْضُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For whom? Allah said, indeed in the messenger of Allah, meaning in his life, every aspect of his life, you have an excellent example for whoever has hope in Allah, meaning hope to meet Allah. And the last day on the day of judgment, and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. The path to Jannah is his whole life, not selective obedience, picking and choosing what suits us. I gave the example of how we teach Ulumuddin, but this applies even more powerfully, or should I say more destructively, to how we teach secular knowledge and lead our lives. And that is why when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba, it sounds like a fairy tale or like a legend, not real. To get results, we need to use the entire recipe in the right order. If somebody gives you a recipe to cook something, you have to use the recipe, use all the ingredients, and in that order. Otherwise, you get spicy dog food. To help you understand this process of learning, يَتْرُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Think agriculture, think planting. If you are a farmer and you get a consignment of the best seeds in the world and you want to plant them and get the best and highest harvest anybody ever got, what is the first thing you would do? Take the seeds and scatter them? If you are a farmer, if you know agriculture, the first thing you would do is put the seeds aside. You will prepare the soil. You will prepare the field. You will ensure that the field, the soil is of the right quality, the right pH value, right acidity, right alkalinity, right organic matter content. You will see all toxic things, pathogens and so on, removed from the soil. You will treat the soil, you will make it conducive to growth. Then you will set up an irrigation system. If the field needs fencing, you will fence the field. Once all of this is over, only then will you plant the seed. And even that, you will plant the seed the way that particular seed is to be planted. If you take grass seeds and plant them deep, nothing will happen, they will die. If you take corn seeds and scatter them, again, nothing will happen. Birds will eat them. Each seed has a way of planting. Islam is a practice. Islam is agriculture. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives us an example of charity as an ear of corn which has 100 seeds each. Planting one grain is like a grain which plants, which grows and produces 7 years. Each year has 100, meaning the deed is multiplied 700 times. And then Allah said, Wallahu yudhaifu liman yasha. Allah will give more as He wishes. But that will happen only if we follow the sequence and ensure that all the conditions are satisfied. I advise myself and you to change our ways and ensure that when we read or teach the Quran, we focus not only on the pronunciation and the meaning and this tafsir and that tafsir, much more importantly, focus on what is happening to the heart. Ask this question. You are teaching Quran, did you ask your students? I recited this ayah, it's not a matter of your tune. What happened to your heart just now? You read this ayah, what happened to your heart just now? If you are not doing that, you are not doing justice to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you ask the teacher the student that question, ask yourself that question. What happens to my heart when I read the Quran of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If nothing is happening to your heart, stop teaching. Because when you teach, you become culpable before Allah. A student has excuses, teachers have no excuses. Be very careful. Then look to the one who received the Quran and practiced it in his life and what he taught. And then practice that in our lives to the best of our ability. That would be the whole sequence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the life of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his time a pilot program to prove that Islam works. I teach a 2-day course called Seerah is the Answer, which focuses on all of these things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come to tell us about Islam. He came to teach us how to do Islam. The Sahaba did not learn about Islam. They learned to do Islam. Like any martial art, you can become an expert in 2 ways. You can become an expert in that martial art by reading about it and knowing everything to do with it. Or you can become an expert by joining a dojo and learning to fall 10,000 times. Both are experts. But only one will remain standing if they get attacked in the street. Islam prepares us not only to remain standing, but to teach others how to fight and win the great battle between good and evil, between virtue and vice, between shaitan and his agents and ourselves. That is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It was the sunnah, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which took his sahaba from being the most oppressed and the weakest and the most despised and victimized people to become the role models and rulers of their world in a period of 23 years. The Quran is the blueprint, the sunnah is the method, the manual, the field book. Without that, the blueprint cannot be used. The teacher sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did his job to perfection. And Allah is his witness. It is for us to learn and practice if we want to succeed. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يظل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدوا يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.